Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. We exalt the Lord on today. Amen. We exalt him because he's worthy. Glory to God of all praises. We exalt him on today. Amen. Because it is all due unto him. All of the glory is due unto his name. Amen. And we bless the Lord on the day. We thank God. Amen. For this day. Amen, that he has brought us together. Amen, just another opportunity that we can come together and fellowship in the beauty of holiness. Amen. So we bless the Lord on today. We bless him. We thank him on today. Amen. Truly the Lord is good. The Lord is great. And he is greatly to be praised. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, this has been a beautiful day in the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm grateful today. I'm grateful for all that the Lord has done. Truly we can say, amen, he has done us well. He's given us another day. He's given us another opportunity. Amen. Glory to God. And so we are here, amen, ready, prepared, amen, to give him thanks, to give him praise, to look back, amen, on this day, this week, amen, and just to give God thanks. Glory to God. He's brought us through a lot of things. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, more unseen than seen. Amen. So we just thank him for keeping us from danger, seen and the unseen. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless him today. We're thanking him today. Amen, Jesus, as we roll out of this Sabbath. Amen, Jesus. And glory to God, which ended at 6 o'clock. But we do pray that you took some time to give God thanks, to give God praise. Today was such a beautiful day. Amen. And we just give the Lord thanks and praise for it. Amen. Just a beautiful day. Just in the essence of God Almighty. Amen. Just in the essence, in his presence. Glory to God. So we just thank him. We thank him on today. Amen. And again, we pray that you took some time and took an opportunity, amen, to bless the Lord, amen. Let your soul rise up and give the Lord thanks and give the Lord praise, amen. We just want to welcome you, people of God. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network, amen. Glory to God, no matter where you're calling from, we just want to thank God for you. Thank you for coming to join us. Glory to God, I tell you, we even pre-adventure to say, you're in the right place at the right time. Amen. Glory to God. Truly, the Lord is doing great things on the line, and we're so grateful for it. We're grateful for all that he's doing. I'm telling you, people of God, he's healing and delivering, restoring, saving, setting free. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, miraculous, working miracles. Amen. Blessings, amen, are unfolding for the people of God. And we just thank the Lord for it. Amen. No doing of our own, but amen, even as the scripture said, if we're willing and obedient. Amen. And we're thanking the Lord for your sacrifices, for coming to the line. Amen. Glory to God. Truly, we say amen. You cannot come and listen to all of this word and nothing, amen, is being affected in your life. It's not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible. Amen. So we thank God for you, for the sacrifice to come and be on the line. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, the Lord is blessing. We are amazed. It's truly the Lord's doing, and it really is marvelous in our eyes. It's marvelous, glory be to God, because it's not anything that, amen, was in our heart, glory to God. But as you know, during the time, amen, that the pandemic hit, glory be to God, this PNN, this Prayer News Network, dropped out of the mind of God, amen. And we're so grateful that we were in the right place at the right time to catch it. Amen. Not knowing what it would look like, glory be to God, but walking day by day in obedience to what the Lord wanted. Amen. Glory to God. We were just the crew members, amen, on the ship of Zion. And I'm telling you, we have really been on a journey, a beautiful journey, a beautiful journey. Amen. Glory to God. We've heard the testimonies, and I tell you, amen, if we were to really give people an opportunity to really, really, really testify, glory be to God, I listen, it just would not be enough time. Amen. But we, again, people of God, saying all that to say, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to this Prayer News Network. Welcome, amen, to this outreach ministry. Glory be to God. We are not a physical church, but we are a body of believers, amen, kingdom-minded, amen, with kingdom purpose in our hearts, amen. Kingdom, glory be to God, that the will of God is done, amen, is established in our lives, that we're established in the Lord, amen. We're coming because we're hearing the word, and the word is establishing us in the earth, amen. Glory be to God. It's maturing us, amen. We're growing. Glory be to God in the grace of God, and we're thanking him for all that he's doing, amen, empowering you, glory to God, so that whenever you go back to your local churches, amen, your local assemblies, as you go back, amen, Jesus, you can go back with a renewed perspective. You can go back on fire. You can go back fueled, amen, by the fire of God, amen, and the zeal of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We're performing. Yes, sir. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. For what he's doing on this line. He's building his people. He's building. He's building. He's building. And people of God, we're so grateful because he's doing it all by his spirit. We're not physically able to look at one another. Amen. But we're here by faith. Amen. And we have come to know each other by spirit. Amen. Glory to God, as the scripture declares, amen, know no man, not by the flesh, no. Glory be to God, but by the Spirit. So we thank the Lord, amen, because we have listened. If you've been on this line, glory to God, you have heard the growth in his people. You have heard the growth, amen, in our participants, in each and every one of you. You've, amen, even felt and heard the growth in yourself. Amen. It has happened, and it is happening. Amen. So we are grateful to the Lord. Glory to God. As you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message to a couple of people. Let them know that the Prayer News Network is here, that we're live. Invite them to come on. Amen. Invite them to come on. We want you to be mindful, amen, that there was another system of grace, so that if anyone lets you know, if you hear anyone amen, say unto you that they are not able to get in. Amen, Jesus, we want you to give them this number. Amen, we want you to give them this number so that they're able to log in. They did another system upgrade here recently. Amen, Jesus. And so our 339 number, of course, remains the same. Amen, Jesus. But if anyone cannot get in on tonight, glory be to God, this is the number that we want you to give them on tonight. Anyone that can't get in, this is our workaround number. Amen, Jesus, so that the people of God can get on the line. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. While I'm looking, amen, we again just want to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for you. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for your diligence. Amen. We just thank the Lord for you. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Because there would be no us without you. Amen. There would be, amen, no further, no growth and no development except you're telling someone about the Prayer News Network. Amen. So the number that you we would like for you to give to anyone that's not able to get in, and it's probably good to send it out to your group text anyway, because you don't know who can't get in. Amen. But they can simply dial 206-451-6095. And again, that's 206-451-6095. And then the access code that they're going to enter is the PNN line number, which is 339-209-6891. So again, they're going to dial 206-451-6095, and then they're going to enter 339-209-6891. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, go ahead and text a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Amen. Jesus, again, there's been another upgrade. So let them know, glory to God, amen, to come on in. Come on in and join us. Perhaps they've not been able to get in. Amen. But we really would love for them to come and join us tonight. Amen. We just believe there's a blessing. We just believe there's a blessing from the Lord for them on tonight. There's a word from the Lord for them on tonight. Amen. We thank God, people of God. Amen. Again, for the Lord, he's the head of this line. Amen. He is the author and finisher of our faith. We bless the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God, because we don't know, amen, where we will be without him. But we thank God, amen, that he's our everything. Amen. Glory to God. He's our El Shaddai. He's everything. All that we need, glory be to God, all encompassed. Amen. And his name is Jesus. So we thank the Lord, amen, for him on tonight. We thank him, amen, glory be to God, for our chief apostle, for my leaders. Amen, our chief apostle, the late Dr. S.T. James. Thanking the Lord for him, transversing in the earth, going out, witnessing, amen, taking this gospel to the ends of the earth. Glory to God. And we just thank God for him on tonight. We thank God, amen, for our senior apostle on tonight. Amen, Jesus, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Amen, Jesus. We thank God on tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thanking the Lord for him. And thanking God on tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one. Thank the Lord for these men and women of God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we can just get a brag sheet on them. Amen. Glory to God, and just brag on them. I'm telling you, people of God, they just set such high standards, amen, by, amen, all that God has invested in them. Glory to God, and it causes us all to want to do more, to do better, amen, to listen, amen, and be sharpened, amen, by the Holy Ghost that speaks through them. So we thank God for them, each and every one holding their place in faith. Glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, we could not do it, amen, without one another. So we're thanking the Lord for them. We're thanking God for all of the leaders that come to the line. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming to the line. Thank you for finding value in the line that you keep coming. Amen. So we thank God for you on tonight. We bless the Lord. Amen. For each and every one of you, people of God in the continental U.S. of A. And we thank God, glory to God, for all of our international listeners. Glory to God, people of God, the list keeps growing. The list keeps growing. Amen. And we thank God for all of our international listeners, whether you're listening in from Jamaica or Tortola, amen, Africa, China, amen, Bermuda, glory to Uganda, amen. Glory be to God, the UK. We just thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you coming to join us here on the Prayer News Network. Again, go ahead and tell somebody about the line. Tell somebody about the line. We pray that you're intentional. Amen. That you're intentional in your coming. We pray that you're coming to get something from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Whether it's a word, whether it's a touch on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Whether it's that he will breathe upon you afresh. Glory to God. Whatever it is that you're coming for strength on tonight. And this is how we should always come into the presence of the Lord. Come in. Amen. Giving him thanks. Giving him praise. Amen. But in our spirit. Amen. Glory to God. For he desires to bless us. Glory be to God. The cattle of a thousand hills belong to him, people of God. Amen. And he desires to bless us with his peace. Bless us, his people. Bless our going out, our coming in. He desires to bless us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He has no need. Amen. For the things that we have here in the earth. And here we are in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. And he desires to bless us, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. But we got to be in position. Amen. We must be in position to receive from the Lord. And that's why we come to this line. Amen. That we can, amen, get our spirit right, get our soul right. Amen. Glory be to God. Get our minds right. Amen. Aligned up in the righteousness of God so that we can be in the right place at the right time. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. We're all here. Amen. We're all here with purpose. Amen. Say that to yourself. I am here with purpose. Amen. I am here on purpose. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want you to, anytime you're going into the presence of the Lord, amen, go with purpose. Go on purpose. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. We bless them on tonight. Glory to God. Again, go ahead and tell a couple of people about the Prayer News Network that we're here. We're live. We really want them to join us. Amen. Glory be to God. For the very word that they hear may be the very word that saves their lives. Amen. Glory to God. So go ahead and tell somebody. And people of God, we just want to let you know, amen, that this is a recorded line. Please, ma'am, please, sir, amen, get a copy. We're going to give you two numbers afterwards as well. People of God, you will be able to go out and listen to us. Amen. Glory be to God. On our Facebook page, on our Prayer News Network Facebook page, amen, Jesus, you will be able to go out. Amen. You will be able to go out and listen to the broadcast as the broadcast is being, amen, recorded live. Amen. So we thank God for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. Glory to God, because we know that several of the houses of God are back up and running, and we thank God for that on tonight. And we don't want to do anything that's going to keep you, amen, that's going to, because you know tomorrow is Pentecost. Hello. Tomorrow is the Feast of Pentecost. Tomorrow is Pentecost. And we know, amen, that God is going to do great things. Amen. So we just want to come tonight, amen, and just tell you a little something, something. Amen. Give you a little appetizer, perhaps. Amen. Just something, amen, to think about. Amen. As we're preparing for the Pentecost. Hey, you know what, people of God? We have been experiencing Pentecost right here on this line. Amen. Glory be. I'm telling you, the Lord has been moving by his spirit. Amen. Glory to God. He has not been shortchanging us. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, we would that you go ahead and prepare your hearts and your minds on tonight. Amen. Again, go ahead and send those text messages out. Glory to God. Amen. As we prepare, amen, to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We searched all over. Glory to God. And there's nobody like you. Glory to God. And we come on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we come. We bless you on tonight. Father, we're blessing you, glory to God, for one more day, for one more hour. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, reverently, glory be to God, to give you praise, to give you honor, to give you all of the glory that's due unto your name. Father, we're coming on tonight with uplifted hands and uplifted hearts. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For you said that we could come boldly to your throne of grace. Before you, O God, we come on tonight. Hallelujah. One by one, we come collectively on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. For we love you. Glory to God. We appreciate you tonight. And we come, glory be to God, bringing in the sheaves. We're coming, bringing in, oh God, praises. Mm-hmm. Praises and honor unto you. Glory to God. And we come tonight with a thank you. We come tonight with a thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We come tonight with a thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We come tonight with a hallelujah. Glory to God down in our souls. We're coming with a hallelujah. Glory to God out of our hearts. We're coming with a hallelujah out of our soul on today, out of our spirit. We're coming with a hallelujah. Glory to God, for it's the highest praise. We're coming tonight, glory to God, bringing unto you, hallelujah, thanksgiving, thanking you, Lord, thanking you for another day, thanking you, Lord, thanking you for your glory, thanking you, Lord, hallelujah, for life and death more abundantly, thanking you, Lord, thanking you for keeping our minds, thanking you, Lord, thank you for keeping us safe all day, thanking you, glory be to God, we thank you tonight, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for keeping our families. We thank you tonight for keeping our loved ones. We thank you tonight, hallelujah, for you, oh God, you sustain the earth, glory to God, with the breath of your voice. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, that the oceans didn't overflow onto the land. We thank you tonight for your held and shield. You held it fast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight that the waters, glory to God, hallelujah, didn't ascend, glory to God, into the atmosphere, into the stratosphere, oh God, but you maintain it. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for your promises unto us, your people, for your promises are yea and amen. We're thanking you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Hallelujah, for you had us on your mind. And we thank you tonight, for we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. And we come tonight, we come to bless your name. We come to bless your name. We come to bless your name, Hayabose. We come to bless your name on tonight. Hallelujah, we come. Hallelujah, we come. Glory to God, we come on tonight. We come on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah, we come, hallelujah. We come blessing you. Glory to God, but if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to give you praise, not enough to give you thanks. Oh, God, but right here in this moment, right here in this hour, Father, receive, glory to God, our praise unto you. Receive, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Receive us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, Father. We're asking you to look upon us tonight. We're asking you to look upon each and every one. Each and every one. Glory to God. Listening on tonight. Each and every one that have assembled themselves. Each and every one that have humbled themselves. Each and every one that has come to the Lord. Each and every one that has made the sacrifice.
Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh, tonight. Forgive us of our sins. Pardon us of our iniquities. In the name of Jesus, look upon us tonight. Glory be to your name. Father, if there's anything within us on the night, we're asking you to forgive us. We're asking you to forgive us on the night. Give us clean hands. Give us a pure heart. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you, glory to God. We're asking you on tonight to let that will be done. That kingdom be high, yeah, God. That kingdom come in the earth. That kingdom come within us, your people. That kingdom come. Glory be to God. Manifest yourself. Breathe upon us again, each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your name. We're coming yielded with uplifted hands. We're coming yielded with open hearts. We're coming yielded with yield on my pay. Almost, yeah, God. Yield in spirit unto you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to look, oh God. But, oh God, I'm going to say, for the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Look, glory be to God. Look over the land. Look, ha! Glory to God. Look over the land tonight. Look over the land. Glory to God and heal. Look over the land and heal. Glory to God and deliver. Look over the land and restore all tonight. Glory be to God, for you're the healing balm of Gilead. We're asking you to heal all tonight. Glory be to your name. Heal is all of your hand. Every situation, every circumstance, heal on tonight. Heal relationships on the night in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your name. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to do it tonight. Do it for your people tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to bow down thine ear. Bow down thine ear unto your people. Hear the cries of your people in the name of Jesus. Hear the cries, oh, glory to God. Hear the cries of distress. Hear the cries of help on the night. Hear the cries, glory be to God. Higher, Moshe, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, but you are a strong deliverer. You are, hey, God, the same yesterday and forever. You delivered your people then, and you're yet delivering, oh, God. Deliver with a strong arm. Deliver and save your people. Save on tonight. Father, save on the night. Cause your salvation to be great. Cause it to be great in the earth. Cause your salvation to be great in the earth. Rescue your people in the name of Jesus. Glory to most high God in the name of Jesus. For you are, glory to God, a battle axe. You're a battle axe, oh God. Oh God, cut asunder. Cut asunder the works of the enemy. Cut asunder the plans of the enemy. Cut asunder his every thought, his every intention. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Redeem your people. Redeem your people. Redeem your people unto yourself. Redeem, oh God, not just to get them out, but redeem them completely and wholly unto you, oh God. And this is our prayer all tonight. Save your people. Save your people from themselves. So many are self-destructing. So many, oh God, are missing the mark. Father, but according to your grace, according to your loving kindness, save them, son of Moisaba. Save them from themselves. Save them, oh, glory to God. Save them, oh, God, from the wayward way. Glory to God. Make every crooked place straight, oh, God, for your people on tonight. And, Father, we're asking you, glory to God. Father, for you're the God of provision. You're Jehovah Jireh. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are, Amoshea. You are, oh, God, cause the heavens to shake yet again for your people. Cause the heavens to shake yet again for your people. In the name of Jesus, cause, oh, God, oh, say God, oh, God, those blessings that are hindered, those blessings that are hung, those blessings, oh, God, that the enemy, oh, God, have us here. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. We speak release on the night. We speak release on the night. Release on tonight. Release on tonight. Release, hey God, every blessing, every miracle on the night. As sons of God, we speak and we declare it. Oh God, and we say that it is so. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you, oh God, for those that waited patiently. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. We bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we glorify you, Master, but we don't follow by the fishes and the loaves. But we're asking, oh God, tonight that you would sanctify us. Sanctify us through and through. Sanctify us, oh God. Make us clean. Make us holy. Make us righteous. Make us true. Make us, oh God, that people that you're calling for in the earth in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for doing it now all over the land, in the house of the sea, in the Middle East, in the West, in the North, in the South. We thank you tonight, oh God, for scarring your most, for setting your name upon your people. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you, como viese. We thank you tonight. Oh God, and cause your people to hear the call. Heba, cause your people to heed the call. Oh God, and cause us to get in a hurry, get in our place, in our positions in you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. Heba Mahaya. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for setting every captive free. Every captive tonight. We thank you for setting free. We thank you for the spirit of freedom in the earth now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the spirit of freedom. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your fire, oh God, that burns up the work and the intentions of the enemy. We thank you all tonight. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for burning up the works of the enemy. Father, we thank you for your angels, oh God, that are ministering spirits that come to minister, oh God, to your people, the heirs of salvation. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. We thank you, oh God, for moving up and down the hospitals, oh God, and in the rooms of your people that lie on the bed of languish, that lie on the bed of affliction. Father, but by thy name, Jesus, by thy authority on tonight, we curse every infirm spirit in the name of Jesus. And we say, loose the people of God. Loose the people of God. Loose the people of God. Even now, in the name of Jesus, we command you to loose. We command you to be free. Free. Say. Hi, Yahobo, Shay God, in the name of Jesus. And we command you out. We command you out now in the name of Jesus. We command you to, we command you to go to the dry places on tonight. Hallelujah. Be ye locked down. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the authority that you've invested in your people, in the sons of God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your great salvation now. We're thanking you for looking upon the hearts of your people, looking upon the hearts, the altar of your people on tonight. Father, we say you be glorified. We thank you tonight. Thank you for saving our families. We claim them, everyone. We claim every one of them. Even I say, God, even those, oh God, hallelujah, that don't know they need to be saved, but we claim them. We claim them. We're going to claim them. We claim them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. Father, we're thanking you for your church anointing. We're thanking you for this PNN. We're thanking you, oh God, hallelujah, for what you're about to do in this hour. Oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your speaker on tonight. We thank you for the burning and the churning, oh God, even in our belly. We thank you tonight. We thank you for the release of the word. We thank you for your leading. We thank you for your, hey, God, thank you for your leading, your guidance. even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we say yet now, anoint her now. Anoint her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We thank you on tonight for sanctifying the more. Sanctifying, oh God, we thank you for clarity. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, to speak to your people. Glory to God. Glory to God, a word of liberty, a word of strength. Glory to God in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you now. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross on tonight. Oh, God, even internationally, look upon the nation. See the distresses of nations, oh, God. For you said by your word that it shall be. But, Father, we're asking you on tonight, unto your people, have mercy. Protect, cover, and deliver. In thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. In thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, we call it so on tonight. Oh, God, we're asking you now again to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Glory to God. In thy precious name, Jesus. And as sons of God, we tonight, we curse the works of the enemy. We bind his works. We curse the works of the enemy now, even now, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we glorify you. We magnify you in thy precious name, Jesus. So it is, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen on tonight. Amen. Amen, Holy Ghost. Amen, Holy, Holy, Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Amen, Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to just tell the Lord, thank you tonight. Glory to God. Just tell him, thank you. Glory to God. Tell him, thank you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just tell him, thank you tonight. Yeah, God. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Glory be to God. We thank him tonight. We bless him tonight. Amen. Glory be to God tonight, people of God. Amen. As we say, we're not going to hold you long. Glory be to God. But we thank God again for each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus, that have come, amen, to be a part of this worship experience. Amen, of this PNN Outreach Global. We thank God for you. Amen, people of God. And we want to ask, amen, that you, amen, we know, amen, that you prepared in your mind, amen, in your spirit. Go ahead and get your pencil and paper on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We don't know, amen, what God has for us, but we want to be able to get it. We want to be able to catch it. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, because I just believe, amen, the Lord wants to do something on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And listen, if you don't catch it, amen, glory to God, don't remember, glory to God, that we're recording this broadcast. And you can get a copy and listen to it. Amen. Go back and listen to it and take your notes and be blessed. And tonight, people of God, we're so grateful again, as we always say, amen, bragging, amen, thanking God for the advisors that he has called to this line, to this work, amen, to be a blessing. So many, amen, already extended in so many areas, but we thank the Lord that they take the time, amen, to extend a helping hand to keep this work moving in the earth, to keep, amen, glory to God, to keep it moving, that you can come to the line and that you can be blessed. You can hear words, you can be blessed, whether it's in song, whether it's in praise, amen, whether it's in prayer, how the ever, amen. And tonight, people of God, we're so grateful, glory to God, that we will have tonight one of our advisors to come. Amen, Jesus. She certainly no stranger. None of our advisors are stranger to you. Amen. Glory to God. But we thank God on tonight. Amen. That the Lord has served unto us. Amen. A woman of God. We're going up to Lawrenceville, Georgia. As you know, glory to God, she has launched her Ollie's Hour. Amen. And as I'm hearing, you have really been blessed, and you're being blessed. Amen. By Ollie's Hour. Amen. And we're thanking God for real talk, Ollie's Hour. Amen. But tonight, people of God, she's coming to us as a messenger. Amen. For the Lord, a messenger of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. People of God, we want you to receive none other than, glory to God, Minister Evangelist Ali Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
The Lord bless the Lord, Minister Bradley.
Yes.
Bless the Lord to the saints of the Most High God. We do magnify the name of the Lord tonight for all of his greatness and for his mighty works that he is doing in the earth, in you all, and through you all. We come tonight just to lift him up. And we do honor the Lord tonight for being ahead of our life. We honor God for the Holy Ghost. And we thank and praise God for he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, they don't have to perish, but we can have everlasting life. And I'm grateful to God for that tonight. I am so thankful to God for who he is, who he is, who he is, mighty, mighty, mighty God. I'm thankful to God for the S.D. Jane ministry. I praise God for Apostle Huggins and Bishop Tina. I praise God for Co-Pastor Sarah Heatherton. I magnify the Lord for those that gone on and interceding on our behalf. I bless the name of the Lord for the teaching and the leading, the leadership under the Dr. S.D. James. Also, Pastor Tara, I said unto him as well, but Bishop S.D. James, pastor, co-pastor, my co-pastor, I praise God for the work that they done, that Bishop done in the earth, and for his legacy he left behind. I praise God for preparing us, someone to lead us and bring us to this time in life. And who knows, the word of God don't expire. It's live forever and forever and forever. And I praise God for Co-Pastor Heatherton. I do. I thank God for setting on her leadership. I thank and I praise God for her faith in God, her faith in God. And I do. I thank God for her faith in God and teaching us, no matter what you face in life, have confidence and believe in the God that created you for his own purpose and for his will. I praise God for that. And I also praise God for Apostle Taylor, the name of the Lord for him. And I praise God for Bishop Randolph and the pastor and the saints of the Most High God at Word of Truth in Columbia, South Carolina. I praise God. I praise God for the saints. Then I praise God for being able to sit under him and his teaching, and the pastor's teaching there. When I left and moved to South Carolina, because I'm in South Carolina for a short period of time, and my husband went on to be with the Lord, and I returned back a year after back to Georgia. And saints, I won't take nothing from a journey. I won't take nothing for everything I have encountered in life. And I praise God for Pastor Bennett. I do. I magnify the name of the Lord, how you have raised her up and praised her in praise to seek him for his people. And I praise God even for the bishop over her, Samson. I praise God for him and his leadership. Saints, I don't forget all those that have had a hand in shaping me. And I praise God for setting under great men and women of God. I praise God for the visionary, minister, evangelist, missionary, friend, sister, Bradley, Annette Bradley, sis. I magnify the Lord for the work he's doing in her and through her. And I thank God for the vision he's given unto her to bring us to this place and time that we could come and fellowship and to magnify the name of the Lord. I glorify God for that because we don't know no one by them flesh. We don't know each other by flesh. There are some of them that knows me on this line, and there's the Mary And there's others that's on the line that knows me that comes to the line. Sometimes I could tell them I got the speaker. Sometimes I can't because I don't know in time. But nevertheless, because I said that to say this, the scripture declares that we should be ready. Be also ready. But we know not the day or the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. It don't mean he don't take you out all the time. You don't ever know when God may have need of you. So we have to be ready. And let the work be of him and not of ourselves. Because we're nothing without him. And we can't do nothing without him. But we come to understand, and we know these things here, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We can do it, saints. No matter what we've been confronted with, we can do it. We can do all things. So tonight, I just come to if the Lord permits me so, to encourage our hearts tonight. And as the word of God go forth, and as the scripture being read, I want you to ask yourself these questions. I want us to really, when we ask this question, we give an answer to ourselves. Why? Because the Christ in us is the very hope of glory. Not just the world, but your hope. Your hope in the time of adversity, in the time of decision making, in the time of hardship, in the time of sickness, in the time of death, in the time of not having enough finance, in the time or wondering, Lord, what must I do? Or what way must I go? I'm doing all I know to do, Father, but seem like things get better for a while, and then when it come in again, it comes in like a flood. But nevertheless, we got to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And sometimes we find ourselves, like David did, you have to encourage yourself along the way. You have to encourage yourself when you go to the doctor and all family member. You may get a bad report, but that's the time for us to encourage ourselves, encourage one another as well. Encourage one another. Be strength to one another. Uplift one another in the name of Jesus. And tonight I come just to knock the beat before you very long. The Lord permit me to, just to talk to us just a little bit concerning the word of the Lord tonight, the word of the Lord. See, the word of the Lord is our hope. And if I'm going to be found, I want to be found in his word. Why? I'm glad you asked me that. Because heaven and earth can pass, but God's word is going to stand. Hell could not hold him down. Even those that were locked in hell could not be held down, because when Jesus died on the cross, the first thing he done is went to hell to unlock those that were locked in, bound by the works of the enemy. Therefore, those that belong to God, even hell can't keep you held down. Death can't hold you down. It got to loose you. If we could call up Lazarus, it had to loose Lazarus when Jesus told him to come forth. Anytime Jesus stepped on the scene, whatever your situation is, it has to loose you. But you must believe, you must believe, you must believe, you must believe. Because if we don't believe this and we don't accept it's true, then my preaching, my teaching, and we coming to the line would be in vain. It would be in vain. But tonight, the Lord's word comes to us. It's going to come out of Romans 8. The word of the Lord going to come to us tonight. Why? Do the Lord want us to be encouraged tonight? God wants us to be in line and uplifting. And you've heard the scripture many times, so have I. But every time you read over the word of God, you read a scripture, it always brings something else to mind. And I'm grateful to God for this word tonight. Because there's nothing you are when you think about it, when you truly love God, and when you're truly in God, and you really call to God, and you've really been preordained and predestinated for the Lord. And when you really, really know these things, you know, even if you have to sleep in a box, your confidence is still in the Lord. Your hope is still in God. And we know that everything we go through and be confronted with, it is for the glory and the honor of God. And only reason it can even be confronted with things because God saw you worthy. Oh, thanks to God. The Lord saw you worthy to be challenged. To be challenged. And look at life as a challenge instead of as the enemy is beating me down or the enemy is having a field day with me. Look at the word. Look at your situation as a challenge. So allow this challenge to come your way. Why would he allow such a thing to come? Because he know you up for the task. Because you can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. Job has to find out that he could. He can go through no matter what. He hears from the right, from the left, behind him, in the front. I can do all things through Christ. All I need him to do is strengthen me. And strengthen me. Just strengthen me. And in scripture, well, Paul was asking the question. It was a question asked. It was a question asked. I am convinced. Mm-hmm. I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither things present nor the future, nor any power, neither height, nor death, you know the depth and the height, nor anything else, and all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. We're going to find this in Romans 8 and 38, and I'm going to go up also. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that, what I just read in your hearing. I'm going to go up to 29. For whom he did so know you. He also did predestinate you that he might be the firstborn of many brothers, among many brothers, Jesus. Moreover, whom he did predestinate them. He also called you, us. Whom he called them, he also justified. And whom he justified, and more than one, them. Hear the word, them. He also glorified. Now, it don't matter what you're facing. Don't matter what you're going through. Don't matter what the enemy whisper in your ear. And I don't reason he's going to whisper so much in our ear because we give way to him too much. You give way to what's going on and what's happening in your life too much. Instead of looking to the very author and the finisher of our faith in Christ Jesus. Just because someone says that you'll never mount up to anything as if they got the beginning and the last of your life. Are they the author and the very finish of your life? God is the beginning and he also ended. God is first and he also last. God is Alpha. He also is Omega. God is. And because God is, we can tell our situation, yes, talk back to your situation. Talk back to your circumstance and say, if God brought me this far, I know he's able to take me the rest of the way. I didn't work, but I know God is able to pull me through. Why? Why do you say that? because I want to be pulled through. I may be struggling right now, but one day the Lord's going to raise me above where I am. Why? 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 Because he made me a promise that he made you a promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll go with you to the end of the world. See, God did. Them, he also justified. God justified you. So what if my clothes were dirty yesterday? And whom he justified? Then them, he also glorified. Shall we then say to these things? Mm-hmm. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now, I'm just saying what the word saying. I am persuaded to believe what the word saying. I am in agreement with what the word saying. Shall he not with him also freely, not a struggle, freely give us all things that pertain to life, all things that pertain to spiritual things as well. Who? Question again. Who? These some good questions. Question. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? Do you know you elect? You God elect? Who? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? It is God that justifies. It is God that do the justifying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we got to get our most holy faith built up. Because when we get it built, we got to keep it built. We got to encourage ourselves. We know these things. We got to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And I am in agreement. David found himself. Some things he got his own self in, he got himself into, and some things he did not. But he found himself encouraging himself. Sometimes you got to encourage your own self. You got to tell your own self, this too shall pass. Because what's troubling you today, it won't trouble you tomorrow. Something else may trouble you, but hey, too shall pass. So what you was troubled with yesterday, that was yesterday's news. Everything got a beginning and got an end. Everything got a first day and it got a last day. That's got expiration dates on it for reasons. Life has expiration dates on it. And there's a time and a season for all things, not some things, but all things under the sun. Now, who big and bad enough? Who big and strong enough? Who big and mighty enough to lay anything to the charge of God elect? All you got to do is God to do the justifying. Well, you cussed yesterday. I repented yesterday. Not that I'm saying nobody cussing. I'm just using that for an example. I'm not saying. But I'm just saying, you know, people get caught up sometimes and people may get frustrated sometimes and something may pop off. And there's always a somebody or something there to hear you or see you in your worst moment. Or they was able to see your flesh flare up. And they want to wash your face, the elders would say years ago. But who? Who? And I'm not making no excuses. I'm just saying what the word says. Who reports you gonna believe? God to justify. It's God that's the give. It's God that strengthens you. It's God that builds you. It's God that cleanses you. It's God that gives you a fresh start. It's God. It's the Lord himself. He loved you so much, and he already knew your condition. He already knew your situation. He already, it's nothing can happen to you or with you that God himself didn't already know about it. Can't nothing even occur that he didn't already know about it before it even happened. Who is he that condemn it? Good question. It is Christ that died. I didn't know that was coming next. It's Christ that died. Yea, rather, look, listen, that is Christ again that risen. Let me read this. Who is he that condemned? It is Christ that died. Amen. Yea, rather, that is risen again. See, he died and he risen. He alive. He's risen again. He died and he rose. It was Christ. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also make an intercession for us. It's the Lord. It's Christ. Now he has the right hand of God who also make an intercession on our behalf. Now, who? I love these questions. Who? And a lot of who's in here tonight. A lot of who's here tonight. Now, thanks be to God. I thanks be to God. No matter what I've been confronted with, I thanks be to God tonight. I thank God for every trial. I thank God for every heartache. I thank God for every pain. I thank God for my frustration season. I thank God for my dry season. I thank God for my plentiful season. I thank God for it all, saints. I thank God for persecution. I thank God for ridicule. I thank God for it all. Did it feel good? No, it did not. But I'm grateful tonight. Because it made me and is making me and is building me up in him, in the Lord. Why? Because I have confidence in the God that I serve. Now I have confidence in myself that he will never leave me nor will he forsake me. That he will go with me to the end of the world. Why? It's him that robbed. It was him that pulled the stain out of death. Even when you're confronted with death, you don't have to fear no evil. You don't have to fear it because the Lord is with you. It's the Lord himself. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who? Now that he said who shall separate us from the love of Christ. Now listen at this. From the love of Christ. We still in Romans 8. Yes, we are. I'm at the 35th verse. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? It says who? Then it asks, then it's down here, says, shall tribulation? Shall distress? Who? Why? Because somebody got to bring tribulation on. Somebody got to put you in a distressful situation. A persecution. Somebody got to persecute you. A famous. Where you can't don't have nothing to eat. A lot of us, we hear in the word of God, but we still have fame. We still in fame. Why? Because we're not applying it. You need to put some salt in the grit. You go in there and you pour the salt down. You put it in the pot and you boil the water. And some put butter first in the water, I do. And then you put your grit and you stir your grit. The sturdy grit, all right? Some people don't put salt. It don't taste that good. And some people do. But same thing. The word of God is seasoned for us and it's tasteful. And sometimes it's not so tasteful. But it's still good for you. Neck and neck. are perilous on the sword. So why? If someone comes, even the sword, look at that. As it is written all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, no. In all these things, we are. Say it, saints. We are. In all these things that was up above. Say it. We are. In all these things that we've been confronted with, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. So all we got to do is just endure hardness as good soldiers and go through. And believe not every wind and doctrine that be blowing your way, but be steadfast in the Lord and on his truth and his righteousness. For I am, 38, for I am persuaded. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, no height, no depth, no any other creature, none any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now he done told us now. Nothing. Your mess up can't separate us. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. The question was, it was up above. What? Who? Who can separate us? Who or what can separate us? Nothing, saints. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Hard time? No. Distress? No. Anxiety? No. Persecution? No. No. Famine? No. Perilous? No. Death? The sword? No. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Absolutely nothing. Paul's all persuaded now. Why was Paul had become persuaded and knowing these things? Out of all Paul was going through, Paul came to understand, I found out nothing could separate me from the love of Christ. Even the things that I've done before I came to him. Because why? I was predestined. I was chosen. Hey, I was God elect. Even when I was doing wrong, even my wrongdoing could not separate me. Hey, from God, from the love of Christ. Even in all the confusion and stuff I've done to myself and things I've done to others, that could not separate me from the love of Christ. Paul, killing the people of God could not separate, nor did it take the charge from him. God, he was God elect. He was God chosen man for such a time that God had predestinated, preordained that Paul has to come forth. That Paul, her name was going to be changed. So is yours. Paul, trials and tribulations. God has to knock him down in order for him to see. Sometimes we get knocked down in order for us to see the plan and the will of God for our life. For our life is not our own. It belongs to the Lord. In the life that we live now, and we live it unto the Lord. So you go through all these situations and circumstances. But even in all that, you couldn't be separated. Adulterers couldn't separate you. Telling drugs couldn't separate you. Lying didn't separate you. Why? So God had an appointed time to bring you forth. Nothing separated you from the love of God. None of your filthiness, none of mine separated me from the love of God. Nothing, nothing. Why? Because for whom he did so know, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image. That's what God wants us to become. Conformed to the image of his son. We was created in his likeness. Made in his image. And he wants us to be conformed to the image of his son. The righteousness of his son. And no matter what his son was confronted with, even death, when he said, if it was possible, let this cup pass. But he thought about the purpose he was born. He thought about the reason God allowed him to come forth. When God searched for someone, and he said, let us. Then he searched. And he decided, I tell you what, this job, I can't put it in no one else's hands. I'm going to wrap my own self up. I'm going to take on a flesh of body. I'm going down myself. In the beginning was the Word. So the Word has to step in time to understand human condition. And I'm so thankful that he stepped down. I'm so grateful. So he can understand my, all the people would say, my predicament. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm grateful that he did not leave me in my predicament. And I'm thankful that he's still not leaving me in it. Why? Because I don't want to be left. I want God to make and mold me according to his word. Shape me. You used to hear the saints say years ago, God don't want no coward soldier. If the natural army don't want cowards, why is it that God won't cower? If the natural army don't want yellow back, why do God want yellow back? Oh, he won't throw you away because he can give and fix the yellow back. He can strengthen the yellow back. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's why they go through training. So God has to take us through training. Paul had to go through training. See, Paul had the training knowing that if he was given a commandment, he was given the commander tell him what to go do. He was going to carry out that order. Oh, yes, sir. And see, God don't waste nothing. God don't waste anything. All your mess up is something for God to use. And he said, Paul was be obedient unto those in leadership. And God knew, and when he called Paul out, because he was preordained, predestinated even before he was conceived in his mother's womb, just like you and I. He knew when he got through working on Paul, Paul was going to be an obedient soldier. Paul was going to do it the way God wanted him to do it. Paul went through shipwreck. Sometimes life like a shipwreck. But when we come out on the other side, it's for his glory. So you count it all done. All you going through and all you facing, all the mishaps, knowing that there's a glory. Hey, there's a glory. Yeah. There's a glory that God has to rest upon you. He don't only just want to justify, he wants to glorify us. That's what Jesus asked him to do. Glorify me. That I may glorify you. And Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered. Paul learned obedience through the things that he suffered. We learn it through the things that we suffer. Ah, what? Ah, who shall separate us from the love of God, or from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, headache, heartache, break up, divorces, children cutting up, brothers, sisters cutting up, Mama, dad are cutting up. People in the church have nothing from the love of Christ. God needs him, somebody to stand and stand firm in him and stand firm on his word and be steadfast and unmovable. Always, always, 24/7, abounding in the work of the Lord. And then when you something come up on you, and even in your weakness, you'll say, you can say, I'm strong. Why? Why? I'm glad you asked the question. In God, I'm strong. And then the sick can declare and say, I'm healed. And then when our mind gets so frustrated and gets so frustrated and gets so confused, we can go in the word of God and our mind can get transformed. It can get renewed. Be therefore transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's what a lot of our mind needs to get renewed. Got to get transformed by the renewing of our mind. So anxiety can't kick in. Depression can't kick in. That's what distress. No, no. I know that's what you want to do, but I refuse to yield to you. I refuse to allow you to put me in captivity. For the Son of Man set free, they're free indeed. Oh yeah. We know these things. We just got to activate them and put it in practice. The Lord, nothing, absolutely nothing. No greater love has no man. No man to lay down his life for his friend and Jesus. No one. There's no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear. Why? Because fear has to do with punishment. Fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in your love yet. And that's what the word says. I didn't say it. But God wants to be strong and let your heart take courage. And he wants us to wait up on the Lord. Wait up on the Lord. Because nothing can separate you. So do you have a choice? Yes, you do. We can lay down wallow in self-pity, or we can take on strength and wait on the Lord. Wait on him, I say. Wait on the Lord. And God will settle us. He'll establish us. God will strengthen us. He will build us. And then we can become in the image of his son. He'll glorify us so we can glorify him. That's the only reason he could glorify us, so we can glorify him. That our living don't have to be in vain. All the stuff I've gone through, and all the things that I say, I don't want it to be in vain. I used to hear co-pastor say, send it on, but see me through. Don't run from a challenge, because it's going to build up your holy muscles, your righteous muscles. It's going to clean your arteries. It's going to renew that mind. My mama used to say, if you could get by God in the way you treat me, sure you could get by me. But you're not getting by God. So do whatever you feel like you want to do, or you feel like you're big enough to do. Because the word of God tells me, hey, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Whatever come my way, you got to get permission. Ain't nothing come down my dwelling except God give permission. Can't nothing come now your dwelling except God give permission. It's just a challenge. Because God wants to show you what you're made of. He wants to show you are made of. We're going to be made known what we're made of. I don't want to be no stubborn, no hate. I want to be the planting of the Lord. Because if God plant me, I want to be like that tree. Hey! By the rivers of living waters. Living waters. Not dead water, still water. But that living water always running. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Even in hardship. Can't nothing separate you. Can't no one separate you from the love of God. Tonight, I just want to encourage you tonight. I want to just encourage you. Continue to look unto the author and the finish of your faith. And through Christ Jesus, in God, through Christ Jesus. Look to him. Look to him. Look to him. He's able to carry us through. He's able. He equipped to handle. He equipped. And guess what? So are you. Why? You say that. For Christ in you, he's not outside. For Christ in you is the very hope of glory. You want to build up your spiritual muscles. Mm-hmm. Tonight, I'm grateful tonight for every situation. I'm grateful tonight for every circumstance. I'm grateful tonight for every heartache. I am so thankful. I am thankful. For down through the years, the Lord has been good to me. Hey! And down through the years, God still good to me. Down through the years, God been merciful to me. And God still merciful to me. So are you. He is. He blessed us this morning with new mercy. Every morning. Not stale mercy, but new mercy every morning. I'm grateful tonight for every struggle. I'm grateful tonight when I didn't have it, but he always was the one that made a way. Why? He is the way. He is truth and he is very life. God is. I come with the word of God tonight just to encourage us. Let's continue to look unto the author and the very finish of your faith. Why? Because can't nothing separate you from his love. Nothing can separate you from his love. Why? Because you've been predestinated. You've been preordained. You've been called. Mm-hmm. You've been called. You've been called. And nothing can separate you. God has purpose for you. God elects you. God did it. So tonight, knowing these things, and we heard in your hearing tonight, no whooping and hollering. But just let this soak in. Because things gonna come. You ask yourself a question. Who can separate me? Is he that condemneth me? For Christ died. Rather that he's risen again. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God elect? Who is God that justifies? Can't do it. Tribulation can't do it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I say tonight, if there be anyone tonight, if there be anyone, and you're not quite sure about your walk or your place in God, or are you not quite sure that if he called you out tonight, and whether you could say 100% that you believe from the bottom of your heart and the depths of your soul that you can go back with him and you can leave in peace knowing that my soul rests with the Lord, and got to have that confidence in God. And nothing can separate you. Death can't do it. You could come tonight. You could hit star six. And you could come on over. If you're not too sure, there'll be one tonight that needs salvation and wants salvation. See, the word of God come to cleanse you. We are clean through the word that have been spoken. If we let it now. The word of God come to clean us, come to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all ungodliness, all filthiness. So if there be one tonight, you could come over. You can hit star six and come on. Come on. He's waiting. He's waiting. And if everyone's saved tonight, there's not one. And maybe there's one out there in the radio land. Maybe there's one that listened in tonight and far in near from the love of Christ. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All we have to do is just come to him open and honest. And just throw ourselves upon his mercy. And ask God to forgive us for all of our unrighteousness. And ask God to wash us and purge us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And believe on his son, Jesus, that he came and that he died, that he rose just for you, just for me. See, without faith, he's the reward of them that diligently seek him. But even it's your faith that saved you. It's your faith in God that saved you. See, you must believe. You got to believe that he's the reward of those that diligently seek him. And you must believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God. That he did die. And that he did rise. He rose. That we could be saved, because he would that none of us perish, but that we all come to repentance. So you're in the radio land tonight. All we got to do is say, Father, I come just as I am. I believe your word, and I accept your word. I want to know you through Jesus Christ, and I accept him as my personal Savior. Now, Lord, I do believe. Now, since I believe, I want you to baptize me in the Holy Ghost. I want you to baptize me. Because if I have not your spirit, tell him I told you. Because I'm saying what the scripture said. I'm not yours. And I want to be yours. Because then you tell him I said it. Because it's written. It's not my word. It's his saying. Nothing. Nothing I've done can separate me from your love. But I want to know you. Hey, I want to know you. Yes, sir. I want to know you. I'm not coming to you for fishes and loaves. I'm not coming to you for stuff and things. I'm coming to you that my soul won't be lost. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to know this man called Jesus. I want to shepherd him for all the sacrifice he made on my behalf and my children and my children's children. And those that are for all. And as many as the Lord our God shall call. Sanctify wives, sanctify the husband. Likewise, sanctify husband, sanctify the wives. Far and near. As far as my voice can be heard tonight. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. To make Jesus your Lord and Savior. It's your night. And now if there be any that desires the word of prayer, just in case your faith wouldn't quicken, just in case now, that you just need a little boost, because he covered everything. Distress can't separate you. Tribulation can't do it. Persecution can't do it. Famine can't do it. Nakedness can't do it. Sometimes nakedness is not always a natural nakedness. Because Jesus said when you polluted in your blood, I saw it, I took my skirt, and I spread my skirt so we don't bother to see your nakedness. Can't do it. The sword can't do it. The sword can't do it. Death can't do it. Principalities can't do it. Nor things present. Nor things to come. Death can't. Angels can't. Demons can't. Height can't. Any other creature can't. Nothing can't separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. See, now he said Christ Jesus, our Lord. Why? Because now he's just not Jesus. He Christ, the anointed one. Christ Jesus, Savior, our Lord, has the dominion and authority over us. God, our Father. There's not one. We thank and we praise God for your patience tonight. We thank and we praise God for your pastors tonight. We thank and we praise God for your apostles tonight, your bishops tonight. We praise God for your evangelists tonight. We praise God for your prophets, the teachers, the custodians. We praise God for the doorkeepers. God, for those that sit in the pews. We praise God for those that's on the, that are watching on the wall. We praise God for the those that prayer warriors. We praise God for everybody that's in their particular place in the body of Christ. We praise God. We praise God for those that wherever you may be in the Lord tonight. We thank and we praise God for you tonight. If you're the first time visitors, we praise God. We praise God for the faithful one to come all the time. We thank God for you tonight. We thank and we praise God for those in all these different areas and all over the world that come to fellowship with us tonight. We thank God for you tonight. We thank God for your patience tonight. We praise God. I'm grateful to God tonight for you all. I thank and I praise God for strengthening you all. I thank and I praise God for healing you. I thank and I praise God for lifting you. I thank and I praise God for encouraging you. I thank and I praise God for upholding you. I thank and I praise God for making your pathway straight. I thank and I praise God for unstopping your deaf ears. I thank and I praise God tonight for renewing your mind. I thank and I praise God for creating within us a clean heart. Yes, sir. I thank and I praise God tonight for his righteousness. I praise God for his strength. Thank God for being our sustainer. I thank God for being our provider. I thank God for being the lifter of our head. Oh, yes, sir. I thank and I praise God tonight for you. I magnify the name of the Lord tonight. I lift his holy name up tonight. For he's mighty and baptized. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I praise God for you tonight, for your patience. I praise God for your long suffering. Yay! Thank you, sir. Yay! Glory. I say, hey, bless your name. I praise God for you tonight. God for his elect tonight. I praise God for his call out one tonight. I bless God for his holiness. I praise God for his truth that makes and sets the captive free. I praise God for his peace. I praise God for his joy. I thank you for being our sustainer. I thank and I praise God for being the rock, yes, sir, of our salvation tonight. I thank him tonight. I'm grateful to him tonight for being our provider. And I thank and I praise God for being a good shepherd. Hey, thank you, sir. I thank you tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful tonight for him being who he is. There's not one. I thank and I praise God tonight. For stricken those that mourns. And I thank God. I thank God for how he fill our joy. And daily, every day, God renew our strength. I praise God. I praise God for renewing your strength tonight. I thank God for upholding you tonight. I praise God when your foot almost slipped. Hey, thank you, sir. He's a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. I thank and I praise God. Yea, though we can walk through the valley, shadow of death, we don't have to fear no evil. Why? Why? For the Lord is with you. I thank and I praise God tonight. Yes, I do. I praise God tonight. I praise God. His eyes will never praise the holy, the good, and the evil. And I thank and I praise God for allowing his faith to shine up on us. I thank and I praise God for blessing our going out and our coming in. I thank him tonight. Oh, I thank him tonight. I thank and praise God. Whatever our hands touch, he blesses. And whatever our feet tread, he blesses it. I thank God tonight. I thank God we open our mouths and he'll speak through you. I thank God for being a lifter. He's a lifter tonight. He's a lifter tonight. And I praise him for baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I praise him tonight. I praise him tonight. The Lord tonight for his word that it cannot return unto him void. Must perform where he sent it to. Father God, I thank you for all things. There's not one. I'm giving you time. Start six. And if not, God bless your people. Keep your people. Lead your people. Cause your face to shine upon your people tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for all things now, Father. In your son Jesus' name. And Father God, I ask you to continue to bless Minister Bradley. I ask you to continue to be with her. Continue to lead and guide her, God. Continue, God, to lift her. Continue, God, to give her fresh vision, new vision in the name of Jesus. And continue to bless the work of her hands and her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let her not want anything in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you for all things. Thank you for blessing the listener. And we thank you for the doers of the word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now I turn it back over into the hands of Minister Bradley. The visionary, Minister Bradley.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you on tonight. God bless you on tonight.
God bless you.
Ha-ha, Master.
Thank you. Glory to the Most High God.
We thank God for this.
Glory
word.
To the Most High God.
Glory.
Hey!
Bless
his holy name.
Yes, God. Yes.
Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord.
Bless his holy name.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hey!
Glory.
He dwell in the midst of your praise, saint. He dwell in the midst of your praise, saint.
Yeah.
I feel better than I did when I first came on. I thank be to God tonight.
Yes.
He's my strength. Ah!
Yes, God.
I praise him tonight.
Yes.
I praise him tonight. Minister Bradley, take it, baby. Take it while you can. Hey,
yes.
Glory to God.
Yes. Glory to God. People of God, amen. This is a good place right here. Amen. We're going to unmute the line. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God, even as the woman of God said, he dwelled in the midst of our praises. Amen. And we
Hallelujah.
Want to thank him for this word on tonight. Glory to God. We would that you
all participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be your name, God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't stop praising him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to encourage you to stay right there in the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because no matter how many voices, amen, are going forth in the earth, no matter how many voices are going forth in the crowd, amen, glory to God, but it's your voice, amen. God has ear for your voice, amen. Glory to God. Each and every person, isn't that awesome? Isn't God awesome on tonight? Glory to God. So we bless him. We bless him on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. People of God, amen. Who is God before us? Amen. We know that he is. Glory be to God. Who shall separate us? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us? Amen. From the love of God. Amen. And we thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for this word. Glory to God. I love the book of Romans. I love it. Amen. I love Romans. Amen. The Apostle Paul, I'm telling you, he really, amen, illustrated some things in Romans. I mean, it's all of the books. Amen, Jesus. But there are certain books that just rest your spirit there. Amen. And I tell you, I thank God, amen, for Romans. Amen, for the book of Romans. I love this chapter. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, because it shows us, amen, the awesomeness of God. It shows us the no matter what we find ourselves, amen, God is right there. Amen. It shows us, people of God, where we sit. It shows us, glory be to God. It takes us out of this world, out of our sins, out of our situation. Glory to God, and I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight, woman of God. You did such an awesome job. Amen. We just thank God on tonight. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For this reminder. Amen. For this staring on tonight. Amen. Glory to God that nothing is happened by chance. Amen. He foreknew us. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. And we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Jesus, for the quickening of the word, for the cleansing of the word. So much has been said on tonight, people of God, and we seriously want you to get a copy. We want you to get a copy on tonight, amen, because so much has been said. Glory to God, amen. We want you to get a copy. Listen, we're going to give you two numbers on tonight, amen. The first number is 912-257-3918, and again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. As well, you can send us a text, and this number also for our international callers. Amen. You can send us a message via WhatsApp. Just let us know. I would like to have, amen, the copy, amen, for tonight, or the copy last Tuesday, or whenever, amen, you're requesting a copy. Just let us know what night, amen, and we'll get it to you, people of God. Because we want you to get it. We want you to listen to it again. We want you to share it. We really, really, really want you to share it. Amen. Because it's simply, amen, advancing the vision. It's getting the word out, this gospel of the kingdom. Amen. This liberating word getting this word out, amen, Jesus, that someone can be blessed, someone can be healed, someone can restore, someone can be saved, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord again. Amen, for each and every one of you. Thank you for your patience on tonight, people of God. Amen. We just, amen, listen, getting you ready. Amen. Tomorrow, amen, is Pentecost. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. We just believe there's going to be a great outpouring. Amen. And this message on tonight, amen, just set you up. Amen. It just set you up for the outpouring. Amen. It just opened up heaven. It just opened you air, all of the negativity in your mind and whatever is facing you. It just blew it out of the water. Amen. So that you're now ready and set. Amen. For what God is about to do on tomorrow. People of God, we pray that you go in expecting. Go in expecting God to move. Amen. Expecting him to do something. Go in with your praise. Amen. Don't wait for the praise leader. Amen, Jesus, you go in with your praise, people of God. You go in with your praise and watch and see what God do something. Amen. Again, woman of God, we thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. For your labor on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we just want to pray, amen, glory to God, a blessing upon you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you again. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you, oh God, for your goodness. We glorify you for your grace. Father, we thank you on tonight. Glory to God for your maidservant, for this daughter of Zion that has come forth with the bread of life for your people. Father, and because, glory be to God, she has been obedient on tonight, we're asking that you would bless her even now. In the name of Jesus, we're asking that you would bless her, God. Bless her, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Let her experience your blessings in great measure. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for your hand being upon her, for your hand being fresh upon her, even now in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for favor unto her. We're thanking you for favor. We're thanking you for your glory. Hallelujah, resting upon your maidservant even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to bless her going out, bless her coming in. Bless her, glory be to God. Bless her tonight as only you can in the name of Jesus. Bless her children, bless her grandchildren, bless her children's children's children, even so now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bless you tonight. Thank you for your glory resting upon her now. We thank you, glory be to God, for the word that you have placed in our belly. We're thanking you now, oh God, hallelujah, for the ministry that you placed within her. We're thanking you for the coming forth. We're thanking you on tonight, hallelujah, for covering her and for shielding her. Even so now, in the precious name of Jesus, restore unto her the virtue. Restore unto her, glory be to God, 100-fold and more, even for the days ahead, that she shall minister unto your people. Father, we thank you now for the great work that you're doing in her life. Precious name, Jesus, be glorified. Father, you get the glory out of her life. You get the glory out of her life. In thy precious name, Jesus, for this we give you thanks, for this we give you praise. In thy precious name, Jesus, amen, 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 amen. We bless the Lord again. Amen, woman of God, amen. And at this time, we're going to release the platform back to you. Amen. Again, people of God, don't forget to get your copy. Amen. Don't forget to get your copy of the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God and be blessed on tonight. We're going to release the platform back to you, woman of God. God bless you. Minister Ali, press star 6 and come back over to the platform. I'm sorry.
I bless the name of the Lord for you all tonight. I praise God for you, Minister Bradley. I praise God for the work that the Lord is doing in you and through you, God, for how this work has really truly been a blessing to us, to me, my family. And I praise God for those that far and near. And I praise God for each of you all tonight. I magnify the name of the Lord. And I want us to say tonight, just this thought, just to say, Lord, I want God to enable grace. Lord Jesus, my mind is open to his inspiration through the Holy Ghost. That's what I want. That's what I want for us tonight. Enabling grace. The Lord Jesus, my mind is open to his inspiration through the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, rest with your people. Be with your people. Watch over your people. Keep your people, Father, in perfect peace. And Father God, we ask you tonight, God, give your angel charge over your people tonight. Cover them now, Father, with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, hide them even now behind his cross. In the name of Jesus. For internet travel, God, rebuke death and accidents from all four corners of the earth. In the name of Jesus. And God, keep each and every one of your people from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you for being our provider and our supplier. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep them, watch over them till we meet again. We ask you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank and we praise you for your son. Father God, we thank you. We praise you for loving us so much that you sent us heaven's best. Now, Lord God, let your eyes, let your glory, let rest upon your people tonight in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let the Holy Ghost visit us, change us. Let it lead and guide and direct us in the way you desire us to go. Father, we thank you for all things now in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and glory be to God, and God be to glory in Jesus' name. God bless you, saints. God bless you. God keep you tonight.
God bless you, people of God, and we're just going to open the lines, amen, and we want you to lift your voices unto the Lord before you get off the line on tonight. Give God thanks for that you heard. Give God thanks on tonight, amen, that word that you received, that bread that you received on tonight, glory to God. We want you to give God thanks and praise before you exit the line. Amen. Glory to God. Come on and lift.
All participants are unmuted.
Amen. One more time. Come on and lift those voices. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
God bless you, people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will see you on tomorrow night. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.